It's not like the interior of Alaska where lightning strikes are going to start canopy fires in the forest. We're talking about kind of a different sort of fire danger, right?
You're absolutely right. The concern for fires here is human-created fires. Somebody has a picnic or a camp area or whatever, and they go out and they have a fire and then think, oh, we can just let it go because that's what we always do. Well, we kind of have a game changer with this weather that we don't want to do that. You want to make sure it's dead out.
And how is it that in Southeast Alaska, the ground catches fire? I know we've reported on this several occasions in the past where you guys have to go out and drown a fire that is burning underground.
Yeah, our duff layer here can be several feet thick in different areas. That's all that organic matter from trees, you know, the spruce needles falling off and moss and other things that just sit, and instead of it being soil, that material can easily catch fire and creep around for days, if not weeks, with the right conditions. And we are in a situation where we have the right conditions for that to happen.
And what is the risk in the Tongass if one of these duff fires gets away?
Well, what can happen is it can creep around for days or weeks in the duff, and then it can pop up and get up into the trees, and you can potentially have a crown fire. We have had on the Tongass on any number of occasions where we've had crown fires that have burned up areas. And, you know, typically it happens in places that people use for camping that they're great recreation spots.